Welcome to Awakened Hearts. I am your host, Midge Noble. The Awakened Hearts podcast is a place where we choose compassion, loving kindness, and a heart-centered life. I believe that everyone is on earth to serve a sacred contract. I believe that we were all created to be compassionate, loving, and kind to ourselves and to all living souls. I believe that we can awaken our hearts and heal old wounds. I believe that we all have the power to transform our pain into our most authentic, spiritual, compassionate, and best selves. I believe we deserve to feel empowered to speak up and set boundaries and be valued by those we love and respected by those we meet along our path. Welcome back, Bodhi Seekers, and I'm happy to have you here on this next episode of Awakened Hearts. And today, I want to tell you a special story of what happened to me yesterday. And it's not only something that I benefited from, but I absolutely know that it's going to resonate with you. And we've all been there. Okay. So as things are changing, and I've talked about it in several of the podcasts, that things are really changing for me in this upcoming year and in the next few months. And as I'm preparing for that massive change and shift in my life, I'm getting lots of support and help, and I'm reaching out and I'm taking some huge steps. As I told you, I hired a coach to kind of clarify what direction I might want to take, because it was very unclear to me whether I would continue to be in some sort of a helping profession and you know, as a counselor, or what direction I was going to continue to help people. Was I going to just cut my losses and go find something that would pay some bills and kind of like just decompress and walk away? But as I listened to my heart, and as we're talking about awakened hearts and we're talking about moving into our purpose, as I listened to my heart and I got really clear with my coach, I knew that I wasn't done. I knew that coaching was exactly what I wanted to do, because that way it took me out of the rigmarole of billing and managing all of the things that you have to manage when you're billing insurances, when you're dealing with state dollars, when you're dealing with other people's rules about how things need to go. As a coach, it's a lot more it's an individualized thing. It's autonomy is what I'm looking for. It's the being able to, you know, set your schedule, say what you need to say, be who you need to be completely openly and authentic. You know, as a child clinician in a small town, there was always that, you know, that thing that people always tried to impose upon you and say, well, you better not let them know you're gay. Nobody's going to let, you know, their kid come see you if they know you're gay, which a lot of people did know I was gay. And a lot of people found out I was gay, but they didn't care. Those that did care, or those that did have problems, just never even showed up, or they found a way to just vibrate out of my existence, which is fine. So, but there was always that it was kind of over your head, you know, that pressure of what if, you know, something went wrong. As a coach, I can be so much more authentic, and people who are going to come to me are going to know who I am, what I stand for. They're going to have already watched videos or, you know, live feeds, or they're going to be seeing me in different places, speaking directly about my own life and my experience and how I feel like I can generate transformation for them. So I've been doing a lot of work for myself. I've been doing a lot of work, you know, just in general, setting up this business and getting things ready for the big shift. So with that said, of course, I'm also trying to, you know, be frugal and save some money and be conscious of, you know, the less amount of money that I may be bringing in. But here's the thing, when you've awakened your heart and you know your path, and you absolutely want to be able to step into your purpose, fear cannot be present. A little anxiety is normal. We all have that. That's going to be fine. But I'm talking paralyzing fear, like running in the other direction, not being able to fulfill your purpose because you're just too scared to do it. So I was given the opportunity to really dive in a lot deeper for myself, for my own personal growth, also for my growth as a coach, to be able to get a lot more clear and a lot more able to articulate to you guys what my purpose is, and also to be able to be just absolutely clear for myself and for everybody else what it is that I can do and what I'm here to offer. So I decided to invest in, you know, more uplifting and amazing assistance from a couple of other amazing coaches. The minute I did that, not the minute, so I did that, and then the very next morning my computer crashed. It was amazing. So it's funny because my coach and I talked about this the last time that I signed up to do something with her, and that's when the hurricanes came through and we had a couple trees, you know, one dropped on the garage, one dropped on our fence, and it was like, wow. And that was my first indication that I must be on the right track, because my fears were trying to find any way to attract devastation to me, to stop me for what I'm doing. Now, I don't think everybody goes through that kind of thing, but when you're really, really coming from a place of fear or poverty consciousness, which is what I have always worked through and tried to work through, then your fear, your internal fear, the chatter inside your soul, the core beliefs, all of those things we've been talking about are going to come up and say, yo, you may be looking great on the outside, but you're still struggling on the inside with this particular issue. And that doesn't make me a bad person. That just makes me human. And that makes me know that this is where I need to focus on. And so that's why I decided that, you know, that I need a little bit more assistance, and I'm going to go for this program and go for that. And then this happened. My computer crashed. Well, it was amazing when that happened. It was like the very first thought I had was, whoa, universe, you're testing me again. I'm ready. So instead of going into that, oh my God, and how is this happening to me? And I need to stop doing what I'm doing. And now I don't have enough money to do this program, and I don't have enough money for da 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 da. That's the old Midge that has always shown up. I have always catastrophized things that came down with money, and it always made me feel like I was somehow wrong and I was going in the wrong direction and I just needed to stop. So I've accomplished a lot of great things, but when it comes down to that money thing, that's a sticky wicket that can really derail me. So, but this time I was prepared for whatever the universe wanted to hand me, and I was not going to let it get me down. And the other thing that was inside of me in that moment was I felt abundant. Can you believe it? That I had just agreed and put a down payment on a massive coaching program to elevate my skills to the next level for you guys and for my own personal growth. And all of a sudden, I'm going to have to invest in another computer, a computer that's going to be compatible to what I'm going to. I'm going, you know, to a business that uses it every single day for either live videos or, you know, conferences, you know, online sessions, you know, creating things, slideshows. I mean, it has to be capable and competent in order to keep up with me. And it has to be user-friendly. I've used Apples for years, and it makes sense to my brain, and I love them. But, you know, you got to invest. I mean, it is an investment, and I'm sure other computers are fine for, you know, for whatever anybody wants them for, and they do great work. I've been away from a PC for so long that my brain is just not PC compatible anymore. I love my Mac. So when I went to go try to figure this out, I got on the phone to see who could, you know, work me in and see me and da 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 da. Nobody. Mm-mm. Crickets. I could not get anybody Saturday morning. This was yesterday. I could not get anybody Saturday morning that would be available to do an appointment for me. There was a person in Greensboro that said, yeah, you can bring it. You can drop it off. And it may take us 3 to 5 days to even start with it. I called, you know, the Genius Bar. There were no appointments available for the next 3 weeks. They couldn't do it, but I knew that I could take my computer in to leave it with them. But, and it came down to the decision, I'm going to have to go ahead and buy a computer. So my next thought was, this is what's supposed to happen. This is exactly what's supposed to happen. Because if it wasn't supposed to happen, then it wouldn't have happened. So this is the purpose. The computer crashing was, you know, most possibly a test to see where I'm at with my poverty consciousness. And it was also a test to see if, you know, I was willing to make that shift and follow the steps and get creative. And what can I do? How can I make this work out for me? So, you know, I went through that poverty consciousness when I was thinking about this program that I got involved in and that I've put a down payment on, because at the time, and I told my wife, I know, just like last time, I know we're supposed to be saving money. I felt that pull. I knew in my soul that this program was for me, and I turned it down. I turned it down the first time I was talked to about it. And I'm like, no, I just really, at this point in time, I absolutely don't see a way. I don't see a way that I can make that work. And it, the minute I turned it down, I could feel an energetic shift in my body that just hit rock bottom. I knew that that was the wrong decision. I knew it. And so, you know, I worked on it all through the night, and I got up the next morning and I thought, I've got to ask some more questions. I've got to figure this out. So I was able to do some very creative thinking and some very creative expansion. And I decided to go ahead and put a down payment on the program with, you know, we made a concession that there's some things that I'm going to work out and some things that I'm going to have to move around financially. But I'm all in. And as soon as I did that, you know, I felt free. I felt like this was the most amazing step on my journey that I have taken thus far. The coaching I had was the first transformational journey that I took, bossing back that fear of the money, bossing back my logic, staying in the moment, present in my purpose, and doing what I needed to do. And then this was the second one, especially since the computer would not even get past a white screen with a circle and a slash in it. Like, nope, nope, you can't go. You can't have this computer today. It's not going to work for you. So this was my intention. And this is why I talked about before, when you guys set your intention and you put something in your brain that you want to see happen, and then you walk the talk, really. You just walk the talk. So if I'm saying that I am abundant, if I'm saying that I have a direction I need to go, if I'm saying that this is what I need to do, then I'm going to set the intention for the highest and best outcome. So my highest and best outcome was to find a Mac. And I've always used the MacBook Pro, so I wanted to find a MacBook Pro that would be able to get me here to talk to you guys on Anchor, that it would be good with my slideshows, that it would be user-friendly, and it would not blow my budget out of the water. I knew it was going to be expensive, but I wanted it to be a computer that did not take every bit of my financial reserve that I feel like I can, you know, work in. So I first went to Best Buy, where I have always bought all of my computers. And I went in there and they had nothing that I felt like I could really, I mean, they had those tall ones that were on the stand, and then there were these teeny tiny ones that I wasn't really sure if I could manage that. And then they would have to order one that was a 15 inch, which is what I was used to before. And I knew I couldn't wait, because, you know, I got to talk to you guys today. I want to talk to you guys today. I love talking to you guys. And so I wasn't going to wait. Plus, you know, there were so many, I have a job. I have to be able to do my progress notes. I have to be able to bill through my computer. You know, I've got Zoom classes, not Zoom classes, but some coaching sessions coming up, and we meet on Zoom. I had to be tech ready by Monday. There was no question about that. And so they did look at my computer a little bit at Best Buy at their Geek Squad place. And they said that they didn't think that my hard drive was corrupted, but some that, and it probably could be, and told me ways that I could fix this computer. I just said, oh, you sweet dear soul. I love the fact that you said you could do this when you're referring to me, which is, I really cannot do that. I have no skills in taking the back end of a computer off and doing something with anybody's motherboard or whatever things they were trying to tell me in some sort of other language. So, because whatever you're talking computer to me, that to me is a foreign language. I do not understand it. So I left Best Buy. I headed to the Genius Bar, the Apple Store in Friendly Center. Now, I knew there was not an appointment for me. I knew that. But here's the intention that I set, that my computer would not cost so much that it would just completely blow my finances out of the water. And they would be able to get the information off my hard drive from my old computer, and that it would be a seamless, easy transition for me to be up and running by Monday morning. Okay. That was my intention. That was my belief when I walked in that door Saturday morning. And it was before noon. I mean, I got there before noon. It was Saturday morning, and I walked in there to set whatever, you know, path was intended for me. And so I got signed in. I was able to get a walk-in appointment scheduled, but it would take like probably 2 to 3 hours for that to happen. In the meantime, I would be meeting with someone to discuss buying a computer. But that was also a wait time because there were some people ahead of me. It's kind of like a deli shop up there. So you walk in, you place your order, there's a certain number that you get, and then they make your food according to, you know, who came first, and they make your order. So that's kind of the way it is there, although you don't get a ticket, but everything's computerized and they have you on the computer and they know your name and what where you are in the list. People check in with you, you know, periodically if you're staying there, and which I did because I did not want to get out into the, you know, Greensboro traffic and not be able to get back in time for an appointment that I, you know, was blessed to have. So so I got on the list. All right. Okay. So after this break, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. Have a good break.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast like I'm doing here? I used to have a radio show on the internet and I absolutely loved it. The downside was I had to pay to be the host. I had to pay a lot of money. I loved my show and I still had lots more to say. I just didn't want to pay so much to have conversations with you. That's when I found Anchor. I am so excited because Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing my own podcast. Instead of me paying out a lot of money, I have the potential to get paid for using my voice and talking about what is important to me and hearing your stories. I love connecting with all of you, and Anchor has given my voice to you. So if you're ready to start your own podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Thanks for joining the Gay with God community.
Okay, so I hope you had a good break, and here's the rest of the story. So I'm waiting at the Apple store, watching people coming in and everybody kind of filtering around, people with appointments, you know, go right on up when they're called. Other people were buying things. And they have this little tiny table up near the Genius Bar where it's set up with laptops and game systems for kids to come in. And they have these little, you know, balls that they sit on and these little things that are attached to the table so they can't walk out with them. But they're able to play their little games. And, you know, kids are so tech savvy. It's amazing. So as I'm there, people were so kind and considerate, and they never even looked at me funny when I said, I don't have an appointment, but this is what I need. And they're so, sure, we'll put you in a walk-in appointment. It's going to take some time, but we'll be glad to serve you. I'm like, how cool is that? You know, I was told on the phone by someone that there's no appointment available for 3 weeks. And yet on my own intention and my belief that my life is always working out for me, I go up there with the set intention of this is how this is going to play out for me, that I'll be able to get seen. My computer will be able to be worked on, or I can leave and schedule an appointment at that point, get a new computer. I had a system worked out, but didn't know how all the pieces were going to fall in together. I just knew what was going to work best for me and what I needed to have done. And it did take all day. I'm not kidding. I got home. I got there before noon. I got home at 7:30 that night. Yeah. And I want to just send out the biggest shout out gratitude to every member of that Apple team in at the store, because several of them, you know, assisted me. So there was the person that I walked in to see, and they had this open heart and they were ready for the intention that I had set. And they were like, absolutely, we can do this for you. We can do that for you. And they did it. Hank, my man, at the Apple Store, talked me through the computers, and was so gracious and so caring about, you know, what were my needs. He had an idea of what he was going to offer me, and then he looked at what I was looking at that was something more similar to what I've had, and then he said, you know, this is what I would suggest, and this is why. And he talked me through it, that even though it may not look like it has as much, you know, oomph that a bigger, more expensive computer has, it is still quite capable and able and way better off than what my other one had been in the last few months. It was quickly going, and so I'm surprised it had hung in there that well. But this is still, I mean, here I'm talking to you, right? I'm talking to you. So you know that the story worked out well because I'm already talking to you. But here's how it happened. So Hank was able to give me enough information that I felt confident that the new idea, the new computer that I probably wouldn't have chosen for myself was going to be the right fit for me. And the other thing that he did was he was really gracious about talking me through some of the adapters that are now part of the Apple experience, because they don't have those little USB ports on the computer. There are no moving parts on this computer, but there are things that you can plug in to adapt it to get an HDMI cord or a USB cord or, you know, something like that. So my headset that I have used for my radio show before this and my podcast now absolutely is complimentary. He even talked me through that. I told him what I had and what it looked like and how am I going to be able to do that with this computer? And he talked me all the way through it. And I love what they do at the Apple Store. I mean, everything is like, you know, I don't know if they do Square or what they do, but it's all on their phones that they have right there. And so as they're talking to you and they ring you up on their phone and you use your card, so you don't have to go up and stand in line with all of your stuff and wait for, you know, somebody to, when you get signed a representative, you don't have to wait for anybody else to check you out. They check you out while they're there meeting with you. And when you decide to buy something, they ring your purchase up right there. And he was also really, really sweet about, you know, making sure that I had everything that I needed so that when I walked out of that store, that I was not lacking anything. Now, one extra power cord probably would have been a good idea because I always bring my computer from work to home. And I did that with my other computer, is that I had a power cord at work so I didn't have to crawl under the desk and undo it every night when I came home from work. So that will be my gift to me in the future. But right now it's fine. So anyway, and then they were able to, you know, I was able to finally get my appointment that came, and then they had to start looking and figuring out what was wrong with the old computer. But my intention, remember, was that the computer that crashed would not have been a hardware issue. I would not have lost one document or one photo or one nothing, that I would find a way to do it. Now, those of you who are tech savvy say, well, surely you backed it up, didn't you, Midge? I tried to use that time machine thing and I never quite figured out how to do it. I learned from my buddy Hank is that the time machine works only if you plug in an external hardware to it, an external drive, so that you are backing up your computer on an external drive and not the way the old PCs used to do it, is you backed it up to something on the PC. Huh. So that's why it was never helpful. So no, my computer was not backed up. I had no idea what could have been lost. And some of the things I have on there now are things that I absolutely need, you know, for my business. So I'm so grateful that when all was said and done, that my computer was able to have all of its contents downloaded onto this external hard drive. And then I can pick and choose what I want to bring back to this new computer. And it is now hooked up to the time machine, which is a backup system. And so every time I, you know, plug that in, it will all automatically download and encrypt my files to this hard drive so that I will not be losing anything in the future. Awesome. Now, why did this work out for me? I mean, it took all flipping day, okay, but I never set the intention of how fast and snappy they were going to be. I set the intention that I wanted to be able to purchase a computer that was going to be able to be up and running on Monday morning, and I wanted to be able to have a a price that was affordable, and I wanted to be able to save all of my my documents. Yes, 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 yes. Now, the point about setting an intention is so powerful, guys. It's so powerful that if I'm blindly going into a situation with anxiety, fear, and panic, I can't access that higher level of thought. I can't go there because I'm living in a pool of fear and anger or frustration or whatever comes with these things. You know, when we get up against something that just is such a shock to us that we're not prepared for, you know, our manifesting and co-creating feelings are unavailable to us because we're way down on this list of guidance system scales of feelings. You know, I'm down there in fear and resentment that something happened to me and, you know, whatever those negative feelings are. And I mean, I'm talking, there's like 20 steps for me to get up to those big, powerful emotions like belief and hope and expectation and positive feelings. That's where I have to be in my co-creating, manifesting part. And here is a nugget at the end of this story. So everything did work out. I got home at 7:30 with a brand new computer and all my little adapter things. And of course, you know, I was excited. And so I stayed up later than I needed to play with this computer. But by this morning, I did rest. Don't mama me. I did get some sleep. But by this morning, I had everything in place that I needed to have, not only for this podcast that I was so excited to get on here to talk to you about because I had such great news and it was such a powerful event for me, but I'm also ready with all of the documents that I need for my sessions and intakes tomorrow. I was able to do an amazing little brochure that I need to hand to somebody tomorrow that was asking about the services and they wanted to take something to some of the people that I'll be talking to. So I was able to do that. And I'll print it. I will print it off in the morning. And so it's ready exactly the way I wanted it to be. Everything is available to me, either still on that hard drive, which I can push over to the computer if I need it, but every single form and the billing site that I need for tomorrow for my clients and the Zoom that I need for, you know, classes, the sessions later in the week, everything's available to me. And I totally believe, guys, I totally believe that it's available to me because I set the right intention. I didn't let the fear or the negativity of something like this happening affect me. I never once believed that it was a message telling me that I shouldn't have signed up for this program. I think it was a message saying, oh, look at you, big bold girl. Look at what you did. And now you deserve even something better. Here's your prize. You're going to get a brand new computer so that your work and your creativity is going to go faster and smoother and look better because you deserved this new computer. And I totally believe that, guys. I'm not just blowing smoke. I really believe that. I believe that when things like this happen, yes, they can be a lesson. Yes, it's an opportunity to learn something about yourself. But I also think sometimes the things that we would perceive as a negative is actually a gift. And this to me is a gift. I believe that all of that happened yesterday to prove to me that I have reached another level in the last week. And even though I still know that there's some poverty consciousness in me, I'm not letting it win. And I believe that everything will always work out for me and that this did too, and it always will. And here's the proof. Here's the proof. Here's the nugget. Here's the proof that when I got up this morning and I was looking through some of my stuff, I have this co-creating workshop up at the cabin at Corgi Haven Lane at the end of February, and somebody has signed up. And it takes a while. So, you know, it's not even February yet. So people usually don't sign up until 1 or 2 weeks ahead. Sometimes like just a few days ahead. So, but somebody, you know, it resonated with them and they signed up. So all of yesterday, staying in my positive intention, putting out there what I expect to have happen, keeping my feelings in the same energy level and on the same kind of, you know, we call it a high flying disc. It's like that energy level where what I'm thinking and what I'm saying and what I'm feeling, what I'm doing is all in that same energy arena, so to speak. And so because I was staying positive and believing and experiencing this right there in the moment, the universe then said, good for you, girl. Here's your first attendee. More's coming. More's coming. It's going to be a packed house. And I can't wait. And we're going to talk about co-creating the life you want. And I have experience with that. And I know how I've done it in other situations when I am focused enough to get out of my own way. And that's the way it has to be. I'm not perfect. I'm really not perfect. And I do still struggle, but I know what the struggle is and I catch it quicker than before. And yesterday, no, ma'am, the biggest frustration was with me yesterday that I felt the most frustration about was that I couldn't find the stupid receipt for my old computer. I didn't know the serial number. So the lady on the phone's like, well, they won't even look at your computer if you don't have your serial number. Really? I kind of didn't believe that, but still it was frustrating. And I tore this house up looking for that thing. I have no idea what I did with it. I know it's somewhere and I will find it and I'll laugh. I will laugh when I find it because guess what? They never even asked me for my serial number at the Genius Bar or when I checked in. They just said, oh, and you have your computer? Oh, great. Well, if you've got it with you, that's fine. No problem. No problem. And that's what happens when you're living in that place of being absolutely on purpose and believing in that everything is here and will work out for your highest and best good. Even the problem isn't the problem. It can oftentimes be a gift. I was listening to a Facebook Live the other day and Shaman Tyrell said, let your problems be miracles. Wow. Yeah, let's do that. I think I misquoted him. Hang on just a second because I wrote that down. I just loved it so much. I just thought it was the coolest quote. Oh, here it is. Take your biggest obstacle and turn it into your biggest miracle. Take your biggest obstacle and turn it into your biggest miracle. And that was Shaman Tyrell. And I am so impressed with that because our obstacles are the miracle waiting to happen. It's sort of like you got to go through the hurt to get to the healing. There's always something, you know, there's always something. Transform the pain to claim, you know, your positive life. You know, anything can happen. But when you're coming from a place of negativity or pain or hurt, know that it's going to be headed to the most amazing opportunity or miracle for you. It is your destiny to have things work out for you. So I do hope that my awakening, my journey is going to resonate with you so that you can then take your journey and realize, ooh, okay, I remember Midge saying, this could be my miracle. This could be something that's going to transform and it's going to be so much better for me. So when we don't panic in the moments and we see things as a problem being transformed into a miracle, woohoo, right? Woohoo. We can claim it. We can claim it. So we don't want to stay stuck in any negative form when we know that we can transform it. And that is my purpose with my coaching business and with everything that I live and breathe. It is to transform people's pain so that they can have their authentic power. Pain to power. We're going from pain to power because we're not going to let anything stand in our way of being our best selves. Right? I hope that's right for you because I know it's right for me. So as we continue to awaken our hearts, as we continue to open ourselves up to the universe, take that deep breath in, blow out all that negativity, and know that the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to take in something beautiful. Breathe it in, blow it out, and you're going to breathe in something beautiful because you deserve it. It is your destiny. And if you need help with that, please reach out to me. All right, you can hit me up on Gmail at empoweredmidge@gmail.com, or you can Facebook me in the message links. Please let me know that you want to have a free complimentary coaching call, and I'll connect with you on Zoom on my snazzy new computer. Yay! And we will start your journey of transformation. You guys have an awesome week coming up, and stay tuned. We'll talk later. Namaste. Deep gratitude to my friend Tim McClendon of Tim McClendon Music for allowing me to use an excerpt from Interlude 4, a song found on his CD entitled Sundance.